Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a listening experience where we provide you with valuable insight, knowledge, and experience to engage, inspire, and empower with your host, Tammy L. Davis.
I appreciate you, and I am so excited that you're taking the time to join me in this episode. Now, in full disclosure, I once again am breaking all podcast recording best practices. I wanted a different scenery. I wanted a sense of calm and relaxation, so I'm recording this outside on my front porch. I know, podcast best practices is that you should be recording in your closet to muffle noise and background sounds, or you should go into a studio, or just be in a space where you cannot hear anything else but the podcast host's voice. However, like I said, I'm sitting outside and you may hear a dog bark. You might hear birds chirping in the background. You may even hear the wind blowing in the trees. So you might hear rustling of the leaves, and that's perfectly okay. That's perfectly okay. I know that I just wanted to be in a space where I can look out and be a part of nature and put me in a state of being that, again, is calm and relaxation. So again, I broke all podcasting rules so I can take this time to talk to you about teams. So as you know, many states have reopened offices or have resumed with business, doing the best that they can to understand and truly operate in our new world. They may have a need, meaning small and large businesses may have a need to either restructure their current workforce or really rebuild a new one. I know that many of my fellow small business entrepreneurs are even needing to hire a completely new workforce. So, as a serial entrepreneur, there have been many times in which I have needed a team. From a large global software transformation project to preparing for opening day for our previously owned Italian ice frozen dessert franchise, the formation of teams were critical to our success. So in this episode, I'd like to share with you four tips that have supported me in building a team and really having our team members swimming in and executing our vision. So tip number one, develop a workable game plan with clear, actionable steps. So in other words, asking yourself these key critical questions. Why do you need to build a team? What purpose will the team serve? And what do you want to accomplish or achieve with your team members that you cannot do on your own? So again, tip number one, develop a workable game plan with clear, actionable steps. Tip number two, think outside your world. So I could have been stuck on podcasting best practices, but again, I wanted to think outside the box and put myself in a position where I was calm and relaxed in just a different environment in order to talk to you about teams. So when you think outside of your world, as you know, by nature, we tend to hire people who look like us and think like us. We pick our people. We pick our tribe. However, when you look at your goal, again, tip number one, with a workable game plan, is someone who thinks and looks like you going to support you in making it happen? Is someone who thinks and looks like you going to support you in having your goals come to fruition? But more importantly, eliminating your shortcomings because they will handle it. For example, at Rita's Water Ice, our previously owned business, again, the franchise, we hired kids from the neighborhood who attended the local high schools. We were very strategic in that mission. Why? Because I knew we needed to penetrate that market. I knew that we needed to have customers in that demographic. Demographic being high schoolers with younger siblings, because Rita's is all about families. So when hiring high schoolers, some as young as 14 with working papers, we tapped into a demographic we needed, and it worked. So hiring someone like you also feeds into lack of creativity, no fresh new ideas, nothing exciting, nothing new, no checks, no balances, and mistakes will be made because everyone is thinking the same. So again, I implore you, tip number two, think outside of your world. Tip number three, find out what matters most to them, not you. I said it. That's right. We tend to hire based on our needs, goals, purposes, desires, and that's fine. But once you find your team, you need them to stay, correct? Then what's important to them? So, for example, Jose has a different need than Alex. For Jose, it's ensuring that he knows his voice matters. For Alex, it's a need for flexibility and growth opportunities. So communicate often. Communicate with your team members often and find out what matters most to them. An open line of communication truly supports your team members to share, and it really creates a more productive environment and more productive workflow. So having a weekly check-in or talking beyond discussions of to-do lists can really bring out great new ideas to the surface and or will be giving people, someone, a chance to really help an area they may not have known about otherwise. So tip number three, find out what matters most to your team members, not focusing specifically on you. And tip number four, my last tip, most important one, I believe, of them all, is trust. Develop an environment of trust and respect. As the boss or someone who is leading teams, it's easy for us to provide feedback to others. How are they working? What can they improve on? How can they support us? But what do you think would happen if you were to ask each and every team member how you, as the boss, was showing up? If you've asked for feedback on how you were doing. Now, this has nothing to do with confidence in your ability to lead. It has everything to do with listening. You really get to foster an environment of open dialogue and making sure that your people feel comfortable to share. Communication at the core really is all about relationships, and it should be no different with your team members. So open up a dialogue by listening and making, again, people feel comfortable in sharing. And this is going to be an ongoing process that transcends a single engagement survey every year. You really get to collect regular feedback from your employees, and all feedback is important. So sometimes, as we know, the best feedback happens in those casual settings when formal barriers are not in place. So develop an environment of trust and respect. Last tip, number four. So just to recap really quick, tip number one, develop a workable game plan with clear, actionable steps when you're forming your team. Think outside of your world is tip number two. Tip number three, find out what matters most to them, not you. And again, the last, to me, most important tip is trust. So while these tips have really worked within my life and me, you know, serving as a leader and a boss in many different environments, you really get to figure out what works for you. This is important for you to realize that teams are the crux of you, the most critical building block of what you need in order to grow your business. And just remember that in team, together, everyone achieves more.
Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. If you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or your listening platform, or if you simply tell a friend about the show. We appreciate being a part of your day, and remember to embrace your messy mind.